And the Telework Enhancement Act covers a lot of aspects of your not-so-typical workday. That law is forcing a lot of agencies, including the Pentagon, to get more of their employees on the telework bandwagon, but you have to figure out exactly what you're doing first. A good plan's what you need. Pat Tamburino is DOD's Chief Human Capital Officer, my guest to talk about how things are going at DOD when it comes to telework. Pat, thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Talk about the telework policy at the Department of Defense, first of all. Who can do it and how often can they do it and so on?
Well, I think our telework policy is going to be extremely flexible. We believe we will be fully compliant with the Fiscal 10 Telework Enhancement Act. We have a Department of Defense instruction that we have routed to all the components that guide the way we're going to implement it. And all the DOD components have telework coordinators that we're in close contact with. The recipe for telework for us is pretty simple. We have asked all managers to look at the positions within their organization on a billet-by-billet basis and assess whether or not the duties that are intrinsic to that billet are susceptible to telework. So examples, if someone's dealing with national security information, classified information every day, that may be very hard to telework on a routine basis. If a person's job requires actual face-to-face customer contact on a daily basis, and it can't be done electronically or telephonically, that might be difficult to telework. And then our artisans that work in the industrial complexes, our shipyards, our depots, that require actual industrial equipment to do their day-to-day jobs, obviously they couldn't telework. Other than that, we're asking managers, look at the position, look at its duties, look at its responsibilities, and make an honest determination of whether or not that position is amenable to telework. Once they've done that, they have to talk to the employee that's the incumbent in that position and solicit their interest of whether or not they would like to telework. And assuming an employee does, the whole foundational piece is setting up a teleworking agreement between that employee and their supervisor. And that's a pretty simple document. It says they will telework periodically or episodically, or they might even have an ad hoc telework arrangement. But there's an agreement as to what does the employee do when he or she is on telework, what's their output, what do we desire them to do, and how do we measure it. And then we put that accountability in place so that the employee and the supervisor have a mutual understanding of what happens when that employee's not on site. And that's really the foundational piece. And we think that that's really going to be a boon for us. I think that will really help improve the quality of life and the quality of service for a lot of our employees and give them a lot of flexibility, and we'll still get our job done because DOD employees are, like all federal employees, I think, are extraordinarily dedicated, and this just is another way we can offer them a more efficient and effective way to do their job.
There are a lot of misconceptions about telework, and a lot of folks, a lot of your colleagues in human capital across government are telling me the high-level people are buying into it, the rank-and-file people want to telework, and so they're buying into it. It's the mid-level managers that are still a little bit unsure about keeping an eye on people while they're working, and it's the out of sight, out of mind philosophy.
Right.
Are you seeing that in DOD too?
Well, I don't know that I see it, but I can certainly appreciate it. And I think one of the really important things that telework represents is, can managers, no matter where they sit in the organization, mid to high level, are they doing what I think all good managers should do? Understand what is the desired outcome at the end of the day. What did the administration ask the Secretary of Defense, who then asked the head of a component, who then asked a local commander? This is what I need your contribution to be today to the Department of Defense. And then that manager translate that down to the individual work group and the employees. Once you can get that translation done of this is our desired output for today, then it's built on trust now, and that's what we have to work on, that you know, I trust you that you understand what the parameters of your output would be. I, as a manager, make sure you have all the tools and resources you need to produce that output. And then you, as an employee, agree for the privilege of doing this alternative work arrangement. You know you're responsible and accountable for that work output. That's a conversation that people need to have. And I agree, that's sometimes a difficult conversation to have, but I submit it is the one we need to have every day. And to that end, I'm pretty focused on making sure that I'm going to develop, you know, the corporate eye, the Department of Defense, the kind of training materials we need to enable managers and their employees to have that honest discussion, to say, okay, I know what my responsibilities are on both sides of this equation. And then when employees come back to work after telework for a day or two or three, they have their output, and there's no question that they didn't do an honest, legitimate job of what they were exactly asked to do.
Pat, I appreciate your input on this, and unfortunately we're out of time, so I would love to have you come back and talk about the progress that you're making and some of the markers that you're going to lay down to comply with what the administration's telling you, and I'll look forward to hearing your keynote at the Telework Exchange Town Hall meeting tomorrow. Good luck with that.
All right.